Welcome to Circus Future's European Circus Conversations, a series of podcasts featuring traditional and contemporary circus professionals from across Europe. My name is Laura Murphy. I'm a UK-based contemporary circus artist and a Circus Next Laureate. This podcast features Matthias Camilleri, a recent graduate from the National Centre for Circus Arts in London, who is based in both Malta and the UK. Matthias will tell us about his own circus journey and talk about what he feels constitutes innovation in circus.
So I'm Matthias Camilleri, I'm from Malta. So my circus journey, technically, I would say starts from my gymnastics training. So when I was like 7 years old, from the very start, from that age, my parents had sent me to gymnastics. I kind of kept on doing it. And at this stage, like, my father kind of used to encourage us, you know, to take part in these, like, village variety shows, if you know what I mean. And me and my brother, as kids, we used to participate in these. We used to make some small choreographies with our gymnastics. And the town and the village people, they were always, you know, like, intrigued and marveled what we were able to do in all its simplicity, if you know what I mean. And of course, like, the more we trained, I kept on training through gymnastics. Exactly, we took part in lots of performances and competitions. I always really enjoyed the performative side of, like, being at a competition, or is having a sort of a gymnastics festival where everyone is showcasing their talent, you know. It was always nice to be performing. And then at a later age, when I was 17, I started dancing. So I started ballet and I kept up with my gymnastics training. And then from there I moved in together with my team. I also moved into some parkour free running. And basically, the culmination of these things, like gymnastics, parkour, the ballet, they kept on pushing me into performing, and they gave me a lot of opportunities to perform, which I really enjoyed, and they kept on, how do I say, motivating me to remain in this performing arts. Then we had this opportunity together with my team, Maltese Motion, who was more of a parkour, free-running-based team, to take part in this sort of contemporary circus show. So basically it was probably one of the first of its kinds here in Malta. It was in an outdoor theater, very contemporary. So it brought like different elements of Maltese culture, but it was basically just a weird collage of circus and contemporary arts with a Maltese twist. And of course me and my group were there as an acrobatic troupe. And then there were some other foreign artists. So there was a hand-to-hand, there was trick bike, there was a straps and hand balancer as well, and some trapeze and cloud swing. And this was my first actual connection to the circus when I was around 20 years old. Back then I was still studying accounting at the university. But when I saw that and I saw these people training and like they actually made a living out of circus, it kind of struck me, you know. And it was always at the back of my head, but I always kind of ignored it. So I kept on studying. And then from there, like, I remember having conversations with some friends once I graduated and started working, that I should maybe consider, you know, like maybe taking this a little more seriously and maybe take the leap and go study abroad, you know. Again, I kept on postponing, but at one point I kind of really had enough of my accounting career, so I just went for some auditions. I ended up actually going only to one, back at the National Circus Arts in London. I auditioned there, I got the interview. I was meant to go for some other auditions, but I didn't. And basically, I took up the 2-year foundation degree and followed by the BA in Circus Arts. Over there, I mainly specialized in Chinese pole. However, I was also introduced to other things like straps, which I really enjoyed. And also, I kept on developing my acrobatics into more acro dance direction. And basically, I only just graduated last July. Due to the pandemic, I finished the course, the last 3 months of the course here in Malta from home, which was somewhat challenging, but this challenge, which we were all new to, both academically and as students and from a school perspective, was how do I say, very intriguing, and it brought to it new ideas and new possibilities. And from there, unfortunately, of course, I didn't have much opportunities to perform. However, I was lucky enough to take part in a talent show here in Malta, where I got to actually perform Chinese pole in my country for the first time, and also took part in a dance theater production at a local theater in the capital city. And at the moment, I'm collaborating with this physical theater performer and working on some research, and hopefully we'll get some opportunity for some residencies and other things like that to continue researching and hopefully come up with our short performance. And also collaborating with many other artists on some collaborative video projects, which eventually might lead into other solo work and possibly other performances. I've also been for the past year thinking also a lot about installation art and how this could be amalgamated with circus. So I have some ideas in the pipeline which I would like to develop as an installation artist and hopefully amalgamate them with my circus training to develop this work and create something different to what we've normally seen. So basically, I come from my early background, it was for me the performance arts was more about the spectacular, I would say, and the entertainment side of it. So like from my early childhood experience, when they brought the circus to Malta and I went to watch the circus, for me it was all about the grandiosity. When I used to watch circus on TV, it was always about this spectacular, you know, aspect. And even when I still remember when I moved to London to study Chinese circus and I picked Chinese pole, I still somewhat had that sort of mentality that I'd join one of these big commercial circus companies and tour with them, you know. However, this is what maybe London has taught me and what my London experience has brought to me. From going very much from my education at the National Centre of Circus Arts, and also from being surrounded by so many different artists and from watching a multitude of different shows, both cabaret and entertainment-wise and commercial, and also the more theater and the more contemporary circus. And it's made me appreciate circus more and really delve into it deeper. So I really moved from that idea of entertainment and was really intrigued about this idea of the story of a team, of more than a team. It's also possibly engaging audiences in a different manner, bringing a message to the audience, or also instigating thought and questions within the audience. So the audience is not just there to sit down and enjoy, but the audience is invited to really, you know, like dive into the performance, engage with it, and also take something with them, or make them reflect or think about something. Also, from my last few months of studying, basically they were really challenging for us students, being circus students and having to finish your other artistic studies separately from your other colleagues and in a country of your own with no circus whatsoever. It was challenging in its own respect, but it also brought that versatility which I think most circus artists are led to learn from the very beginning of their studies. So even though I was specializing in Chinese pole, This challenged me to really look around my surroundings and my environment and really find spaces and places where I could bring circus or my circus background and apply it within this environment, within this new context. And also, now that most theaters are unfortunately shut down, it also instigated me to go further and push a little into the media perspective of all this. So that is the reason why I've been more focusing on and thinking about videos and how to bring about collaborating with other video artists and photographers to use my circus to bring out an image or a story or the circus to the audience without being at the theater, which unfortunately we can't do for now. But again, there's an opportunity for circus to be taken to our homes, but also in a different manner. So not the conventional circus that we always see. However, it's about using these spaces and adapting them to our circus abilities and skills. I think it's very fresh and new, and I think we need to really do more of this. Of course, I do hope that eventually we bring this aspect of this new mode of living, but I hope we bring this to the theaters and really bring something different to circus of today. One can do whatever they want in whatever environment they are in. And it's also been very interesting to see how other circus artists have been able to even bring circus into places you wouldn't even imagine, like in the middle of a forest or on top of a lake or hanging from trees. Yeah, it's interesting how some of the artists out there are really stepping out of the boundaries of the conventional circus equipment and theaters, and really immersing themselves in whichever environment they are in, bringing something new to the table, which I hope won't stop there, as I was saying, and I hope that's further developed and continues to be researched and eventually bring this to the theaters. I think it's an element which is somewhat missing in the theater. It's like bringing our homes in the theater. Here in Malta, there is no such thing as a circus education. There isn't any facilities where you could train and practice circus in a fun and learning environment. So I never had the opportunity as a young adult or as a teenager to train circus or see more of it. So this is what led me to take the audition in London and join the school over there. The only something close to circus there is now at the moment here in Malta is some classes in shiny pole, basics of aerial hoop and aerial silks. However, there is no actual facilities to train circus in a more educational environment. So that would also be a dream of mine, to create a space where circus could be trained and a circus space where artists could come and create and have residencies, and also, of course, exactly, have an educational program for students and young adults and teenagers to enroll in and give them the opportunity to see circus and be part of it. In fact, I am probably one of the first to have a degree in circus arts here in Malta. So I am very happy that I have been given this opportunity and to have followed this route. And I do hope that in the future I could be of an inspiration and also bring a space where Maltese people can actually feel part of the circus in one way or another.
Thank you for listening. Do join us for further Circus Futures European Circus Conversations. This podcast has been supported using public funding by Arts Council England and is lottery funded. Additional funding for Circus Futures activities has been provided by the Creative Europe Programme of the European Union.